I'm speaking to Alex Kapronos from Franz Ferdinand. You've just released Always Ascending, the first proper Franz record in 5 years. Do you feel like you needed that time to kind of catch your breath, try different things, so now you can come back with a couple of new members and a new sound?
It just seemed like the natural thing to do. It wasn't considered in any way. It wasn't like I sort of sat down after I sort of finished the last record and said, right, it's going to be 5 years before we make the next one. I don't know, it's just the way things turned out. I guess Nick leaving the band is part of it, but also we did the FFS thing in between too. You know, that was a fun record to do. And so, yeah, end of 2015 is really when we started working on this one. But when we were working on this one, it was also building a new band as well. And so we ended up having Julian join us and eventually Dino joining us as well. But yeah, I'm glad it went through that process. It does really feel like the beginning of a new decade for the band.
When you've got new members coming in and you're trying to like move away from a sound, does that change how you write, or do those newer touches come like later on?
I guess we started writing the songs before Julian joined. So a lot of the songs have actually been written when he came to join us. Every record, I always try and change methodologies and techniques and approaches to writing. It might be like the way that you approach a subject matter for a song, sort of lyrical content, or it might be sort of musical theory ideas, or even just physical practice, like changing the instrument that you write on. Like I got my hands on an Ableton Push. That was a really great difference just because I'd never used one before. And so yeah, you find yourself trying to write in different ways. And then when Julian joined, yeah, it was cool. You could try different things that maybe you wouldn't have tried in the previous lineup.
So when you do change it up, do you get nervous about how it's going to be perceived? Like, I mean, this is not like your first time during an album release, like, or do you not really pay attention to what people are saying now?
I don't think about that at all. I never have done when I've been at the writing process. You know, you get so caught up in it. I mean, it's actually a very selfish thing in a way, writing. You're writing to give yourself a buzz. Like, and it is a good buzz. Like, when you get a good song together, it feels really great. And then once you've got a buzz yourself, then you want to take it out into the world. So, no, you're not really thinking about how people are going to react to it. That comes later. Previous records, I mean, I'm going to be totally honest with you, I have had a sort of sense of anticipation and wondered how people are going to react to it, especially if you think, oh, you know, I've made a really good record here, but I'm not sure how it's going to be received. And so I have like kind of looked up reviews and sort of like to see how people are reacting. But this record, I've actually been psychologically very strong and I haven't read a single review. It's been so much fun. Like I've just enjoyed putting the record out there.
I mean, you should, to be fair, because they're all pretty flattering.
Don't tell me. The thing is, like, I felt good making the record. You know, I felt it would put everything into it. And I had a really good time making it. I really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed being in the studio with the other guys in the band and also with Philippe. And my memories of making the record are really, really good. And that's how I want to remember it.
Speaking of Philippe, he banned anyone from mentioning singles.
It's such a good attitude, man. I love it.
Yeah, that's kind of a similar thing, like making sure you're happy with it before anyone else.
It is. You know, his line is so good. I love this. Like, we don't mention singles because if anybody talks about singles, then the other songs get jealous. And it's true. And also, like, you can get misled. I remember on our first record, I thought the big single on our first record was Tell Her Tonight, and it never even ended up being a single. On this record, Feel the Love Go, I didn't think it was going to be on the record, never mind going to be a single. Turned out that way. Like the when we went in and recorded, it was just like, damn, this feels really good. You know? And he's totally right.
It does sound like you've got a lot of passion reignited for this, and it's the same in the press and with fans. I know it's early days, but it's not going to be another 5 years before we talk about album number 6, is it?
Oh, I hope not. No, the band feels great at the moment. Like, it feels really good. You know, like, you know, I'm literally counting down the hours because I'm desperate to get on stage. It's the biggest buzz in my life, you know, like, it's really good, you know. And so, yeah, I feel like that about records as well. And it's very easy to get caught up in the touring things. So I say, like, oh, man, you know, like, South Korea wants you to come over. And after that, people want you to go over to Brazil. And it's very tempting. Before you know it, you're spending 2 years on the road touring an album. So I want to make sure that we don't do that. I want to get back in the studio and make another record soon as well, because I don't want that creative side to dissipate in any way.